Welcome to the Daily Guidance Meditation Podcast with the Realized Master. These meditation talks were recorded during intensive spiritual retreats with Sadhguru Sirioji. Therefore, they might contain some specific teachings and wisdom for life to be taken into consideration. Each recording begins with a mantra to bring you into a favorable condition for the inner journey. This initial mantra is followed by a brief talk in which the process of meditation is explained to you. After the talk, keep meditating at least for 15 minutes, and if you like it, continue, increasing the time by and by as you proceed. So now you are left with nothing else to do but close your eyes, relax, listen, and let meditation happen.
Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Anami. 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 Anami.
In the Indian tradition, normally there are three ways for achieving God. One is through knowledge, what they call Gyan Yoga. come into union through knowledge, discrimination, understanding the real from the unreal. The other one is through bhakti or a devotion. And in these normally there is a lot of rituals and worship of gods and goddesses. Typical of this is the Hare Krishna movement, that's bhakti yoga, according to the Hindu tradition. The other one is through service, karma yoga they call. A yoga of action by which we serve humanity. But in the Santama tradition, we understand that a complete man is the man who has all of these three tendencies fully developed in himself, herself. Man has to be very intelligent and understand, acquire knowledge. So as to understand, by the way, what's real and what's unreal. Understand the mechanism of life, dynamic of life. And expand his knowledge, her knowledge, as much as possible. It's very important to have a love and devotion for what we understand to be our God. Each one of us may choose his own God. And in Saint Mark, normally what, because we try to be very practical and very real, he said that, whom should I understand as my God? I understand as my God the person through whom I perceive God. So normally our living master, it is our God, in the sense that it is there in that form that I perceive God, so there it manifests for me. And also there is so much emphasis on seva, serving people, the sangha, the master. And giving the one's cooperation, helping in carrying on the work. Like organizing a retreat like this, it's service, it's karma yoga. It's a way of coming to union by giving ourselves for a cause in which we believe, that is for us meaningful. Real. It is said that Master Yipa was a very intellectually capable person. He wrote books. Even during the time of Baba Savan Singh, he was busy with literal work. Literature, like writing books, and at least he wrote this Gurmat Siddhant, the philosophy of the masters, with the help of some other people, which was a very big book, and so he was very busy with these things, but he never missed a chance for doing practical seva, handwork, when he was at the ashram of his master. He was holding satsang for people in the town where he lived, and also in other towns. So he got very busy also physically in serving his master. And he had an incredible love and devotion for his master. So that's to be a complete man, having all these three sides fully developed in us. We must serve with this body, we must serve with our love, devotion, I mean, must serve through acquiring knowledge and trying to help people understand what's real from what's unreal. And moreover, we want to be also excellent meditators. That's another side of the thing. Which in some other paths, it doesn't exist so much. Like in Bhakti Yoga, they don't have any meditation actually. They just sing and dance, that's all they do. But going very deep into meditation is another very important aspect of, I mean, for making a human being a complete human being, spiritually speaking at least. So we must acquire this capacity of having self-control over our thoughts, because otherwise they run wildly, like wild horses. We have to acquire this capacity of fully focusing our attention and keeping it there, fixed there in the center, in the middle of what we see. Because it's only like this, that this way that the inner vision may open, the light manifests, and we may go deep into the light, and the light is like a river of light that carries us away. And where does a river lead? It leads to the ocean. So if you fall into the river of light, it will take us to the ocean of light, that is the supreme divinity. So let's try to fully focus our attention. Try to forget everything which is not just this inner eye that keeps looking in the center. Let's try to empty our mind for a while and make it peaceful. To create a broad, wide inner space within us. Normally we are kind of suffocated by our thoughts. It's a very beautiful sensation to have a wide inner space, peaceful inner space. So let's look steadily in the center, let's continuously repeat the simran. I pray to our Supreme Sadguru's Savan Kirpalajai to please show the grace upon us. Mm-hmm.